Welcome back, everybody, to Explore Pirkei Avos. This week, we're going to be learning Chapter 3, which is the chapter for this coming Shabbos. Today, we're going to be learning Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 9. And it reads as follows. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa says, Kol sheyiras chetoi koidemis l'chachmasai, whoever's fear of sin comes before his wisdom, his intellect, chachmasai miskayemes, his wisdom lasts. V'chol shechachmasai koidemis liras chet, but whoever's wisdom comes before his fear of sin, his wisdom, his intellect, his knowledge does not last. What is the message of this Mishnah? Truth is, if you think about it, it's a very interesting point. Normally, if you want to analyze something, you want to try and learn it and analyze it without any preconceived notions, without any biases. But here, seemingly, the Mishnah is telling us to do the exact opposite. The Chachma that the Mishnah is talking about is obviously Torah. And what it's saying is, don't just sit down and learn Torah without any preconceived notion, without any introduction on your own part. Rather, you have to sit down and learn Torah first and foremost with a fear of sin, with almost a bias, with almost a Yiras Shamayim, a fear of heaven, before you even start learning. The question is, how does that equal true learning and true intellectual pursuit? And the answer is that Torah is not a regular subject. It's not a regular intellectual pursuit. Torah is Hashem's wisdom. It's Chachmasa Yizbarech. It's Hashem's knowledge. It's Hashem's perspective. And when you sit down to learn Torah, the first thing you need to understand is that this is something which is totally beyond me. It's infinitely greater than me. Why is that so important? Because if you learn something that doesn't quite sit well with you, with your sensibilities, with your prior understanding, you need to understand that this is Hashem's wisdom. And therefore, if it doesn't sit well with you, I'm the problem, not Torah. Torah is emes, Torah is true. It comes from the creator of the world. It is the ultimate truth. And whether I understand it or not, whether I like it or not, whether it sits well with me or not, it's the emes, it's the truth. And therefore, before you sit down and learn Torah, you have to have yiras chet, you have to have fear of sin. In other words, you have to have yiras shamayim, a fear of Hashem. What does a fear of Hashem mean? An understanding that Hashem is infinitely higher than me, and the Torah that I'm about to learn comes from Him. And only then, chachmasim iskayemes, your wisdom will last. That will be true Torah. The Mefarshim ask a question. Then in last week's chapter, there was a sentence, ein bur yirei chet. Someone who is empty of knowledge cannot have fear of sin, which seems to be the exact opposite of what our Mishnah says. There it seems to be that knowledge comes before fear of sin. So how do you reconcile these two Mishnahs? So the Mefarshim explain there's a very big difference. Obviously, in order to have fear of sin, in order to have Yiras Shamayim, you need to learn. You need to know about Hashem. You need to know about the Torah in order to have Yiras Shamayim. However, at the beginning, the Torah that you learn is the Torah that you receive from your teachers as a tradition. It's not your own Torah. It's not your own innovation, your own what we call chidushim, your own novel ideas. It's simply someone teaches you something and you learn it and you accept it. And that's the basis of everything. Not knowing about Hashem, learning Torah is what produces Yiras Shamayim, the type of Torah that we receive from our parents, we see from our teachers, not so much our own innovations. What this Mishnah is specifically talking about, as it says, is chachmasoi, his wisdom, meaning the person's own innovation. If you want to innovate in Torah, if you want to add your own chidushim, you want to add your own insights, there yiras chet needs to come first. You first have to have a very great subservience to Hashem, a very great fear of Hashem, a great understanding of Hashem's infinite greatness, and only then with that respect and with that trepidation can you try and introduce your own chidushim, so to speak, your own understanding of Torah, your own interpretations of Torah, only if it's predicated on yiras chet, on fear of sin. Whereas that other Mishnah, which says you cannot be a boor, you can't be empty of knowledge, that's talking about basic tradition that's handed down from generation to generation, not one's own innovation. Have a wonderful day.